Hello, love. Welcome back to A-School Audio Sessions. This is our last audio session of 2023, and it happens to be episode 24. It's kind of hard to believe we've done 24 episodes. We started audio sessions at the beginning of this year in January, and episode one was all about expectations, which will forever be such a relevant topic. I do hope that this finds you being where your feet are. I know this is the last week of, for some of you, a wild week in the salon. For some of you, not so much. I know it's changed significantly. The seasons and how people's schedules work, and some people take off around the holidays and some people stay super booked and busy during the holidays. You know, one of my favorite memories of when I worked in the salon a million years ago was we worked up until Christmas Eve, and we closed early on Christmas Eve, but we always gathered and closed the salon, and we'd gather together and do a gift exchange. And it was just, so much fun. Loved the busyness of the season so much, and really loved to be able to connect with the team. So wherever the season finds you, I hope that you are being where your feet are. So let's get into it. This episode is really about gratitude. This episode is about celebrating you. We did in our office hours live this month, talked a lot about celebrating you. And you know, that's nothing new in me reminding you to honor and celebrate and recognize all of the incredible things that you've created, all the incredible obstacles you have overcome, all of the highest highs, and of course, for some of you, some really low lows. We so often focus on others, right? And leading others, celebrating others, taking care of others. And so I'm always going to remind you to honor and celebrate yourself. It's been a busy month here at Passion Squared. We did a free salon marketing series for our community and actually uploaded all three classes to the A-School membership site. So we've added three new classes this month to help you in your planning. Whether you've done your planning or you're getting ready to do your planning in the beginning of the year, we really got back to the fundamentals, which of course is something we focus on a lot in A-School, because I really, really believe that the fundamentals are going to be more important than ever as we go into 2024. I will be sharing a lot more about that in our 2024 Trends and Outlooks workshop, which will be in January. However, I'm pretty sure that this is going to be an interesting year coming up. So the three new classes we added, Your Social Media Content is Your Marketing, How to Become More Discoverable Online, and then Elevating Your Client Experiences, just a really good opportunity to take a step back off the socials, off the trendy advice, and check in with your foundation for your salon. And because the thing is, which you've heard me say a million times, we need a strong foundation. And executing those fundamentals, no matter what's happening in the world, no matter what macro trends or micro trends are happening or shifts or generational set, whatever, the fundamentals don't change, right? The fundamentals don't change. So if you are thinking about that and you are in planning mode, I definitely recommend you jump into the A-School membership site and have a look. It was really fun doing these classes. It's something that I did at the beginning of Passion Squared. We did a different class each month for the community, and I think I may bring that back in 2024. It was really, really fun. Of course, these classes are different than the A-School workshops, but a lot of, you know, similar themes depending on the topic. So, you know, I believe it was last month. As I always do every year, I jumped in our eSchool Facebook group to ask you where you want to focus your time, attention, and energy in 2024 in relation to our program. We are celebrating 10 years of eSchool next year, which is really hard to believe. And of course, we wouldn't be celebrating 10 years if it wasn't for you and your continued love, support, trust, and sharing your A-School experience with folks that you believe would get value from our program. And so I'll never be able to thank you enough for that, because it's my greatest joy to be able to be here for you every day. And so I completely lost track because I just got so in my feels. So many things happened this year. Our audio sessions, our solution sessions, our relevant news, our weekly check-ins on Friday, our workshops, so many different things. And so the question always is, what do you want more of and what do you want to see less of? Where would you like to focus your time and attention and energy? And how can I best serve you? So that is the question. That is the question for today. You can, of course, jump into our Facebook group and jump into that poll, but you can also just DM me or email me. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to hear how you're feeling moving into 2024 and where you would like to focus your energy. So please share that. Another thing that I shared is I really want to bring back our A-School Stories blog that we started years ago, and also featuring you all on our podcast. The whole purpose of creating the podcast back in 2018 was to amplify you. I didn't want a podcast necessarily. I wanted to create a podcast so I knew the ins and outs of creating one to help you if you wanted to create one. But really the primary thing was to amplify you and your stories. And so I've asked a few times over the last couple of years if anyone's interested in being part of that. And I think what I'm probably going to do is just message you all directly. And I really, really, really want to do it though. So if you have any desire at all, of course, you can always reach out to me, but I may be reaching out to you. A-School is open for new members. And again, as I've shared, sharing your A-School experience with your salon leader friends is, I'm so grateful. And it's what makes our program so special. And so thank you. And we are open. I want to pull a card for this last audio sessions of the year. But before I do that, I had a conversation yesterday with one of the members of our community, not an A-School member. And they messaged me. And they said, I need some help. I have a difficult situation happening and I don't know how to approach it. And I don't like confrontation and blah, blah, blah. And so the situation, without giving away, obviously, because everyone's stuff is anonymous and I never share like details because, you know, trust. But a situation where there's two people in a salon situation and they've come to an agreement and it's not working for one of the people. And so they need to check in on the agreement that was made and make adjustments. That's basically in a nutshell what it was. So, I mean, quite common. Could be team members, it could be co-worker, you know, suite, co-suite workers, whatever. You know what I mean. Anyways. So they're like, I'm not really good at confrontation. And I'm like, okay, all right, let's talk about it. And it really was simply, and if you were on any of our socials yesterday, you saw I talked about confrontation versus conversation. But I did want to bring it here because it is such a simple reframe to look at something as a conversation versus a confrontation. Now, I'm not minimizing here. There are confrontations that happen. I get that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something that feels not easy, right? Because it's not. It's simple, but it's not easy. Something where we are feeling afraid. We are feeling insecure. We're feeling codependent. All those vibes that some of us share in common. And so, yeah, I mean, approaching it as a confrontation likely would not yield a healthy outcome, right? So honestly, like, my only reframe with this person was, this is a conversation. This is not a confrontation. The conversation goes something like this. This is our agreement. This agreement is not working for me. And I would like to come up with a solution that works for both of us. That's it. Like, that's the conversation. When we're not used to having those conversations, when we think of things as confrontation, then yeah, it's really difficult, because who wants a confrontation? I don't know anybody that does. I know there's people out there that do, but honestly. So I want you to think about that. Next time you have a situation, it literally could be anything. It could be a team member issue. It could be a client issue. It could be a online review issue. It could be literally anything. And that's where that pause, process, proceed comes in. It always is so applicable, because it's in that pause that we're like, wait a minute. Okay, I'm feeling confrontational, or I feel like this is a confrontation. I'm going to avoid this. And we know avoidance is not healthy for cultures and business and people and trust and all of that. So, yeah, I would avoid a confrontation too. But this isn't a confrontation. This is a conversation. And the outcome I'm seeking is blah, 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 blah. Right? My intention here is blah, blah, blah. So I want you to think about that. It is simple, but it is not easy, and it takes practice. However, I will say that person came back to me last night and said the conversation went awesome. And it's kind of like practicing healthy boundaries. It's really hard at first. It's not ever going to be easy, but it's really hard at first. And then we address a situation and come at that situation with healthy boundaries, and we feel the feeling of when we stand up for ourselves in a kind, compassionate, healthy way with healthy boundaries. And that builds that confidence muscle. And so we kind of put a little deposit in our confidence bank. And then that's just enough to do it again. Still not easy. But then we do it. And then we're like, oh, wow. Yeah. And then we get another deposit in that confidence bank. So it's the same thing. Right? So I want you to think about that. Conversation versus confrontation. Okay, let's pull a card. Let's pull our last card of the 23s. While I'm doing that, I want you to give yourself a big hug today. Big hug. Okay, here we go. Oh, we got the bat. I love bats. They're very cute. I mean, all animals are cute, right? Let's be honest. Let's see what the bat wisdom has for us. This is an air card. Okay. Ooh, this is such a good card for the end of the year. The bat. Darkness letting go, death leading to rebirth. Before emerging, the bat waits for the sun to set and the moon to rise. In the darkness, it can see all that was invisible in the daylight hours. The bat is a master of the subtle senses, of the underlying forces that cause some things to prosper and others to fade. The bat card shows up to signify the ending of a chapter, the closing of a door. The bat comes swiftly, encouraging us to move on. It's just in just a few hours, a new day dawns. No more lingering in the past. When the bat is in balance, they accept, adapt, and adjust. When the bat is out of balance, they refuse to let go and they reminisce. To bring into balance, watch the sunrise. What a beautiful card for the end of the year. Letting go. Death leading to rebirth. And in time for the winter solstice. I love that. I love that. The bat. Thank you all so much for showing up for yourself, for our A School community, and for me this year. I never take a moment of serving you for granted. I am incredibly grateful. And I'm so, so proud of you. Every day. Every single day. If you celebrate the holidays, I wish you the happiest of holidays. If you don't celebrate and you're just taking some time for yourself, I celebrate that and honor you. And of course, if you're struggling, you know that you are not alone. And if you need to take time offline to take care of yourself, please do that. That is a beautiful self-care action and healthy boundary. That's, in fact, what I will be doing. I will be off for the week. Next week. Not this week. Next week. Off the socials. I love you. You're doing awesome. And have a peaceful day. Happy New Year. Bye.